All right.
Do you see red light?
I do see red light.
I see clock. Do you see clock moving?
I don't see clock, but I do see red light.
You don't see a clock moving? Everyone else's opinion and everything, which can be powerful, but too much of it. Same thing with pride. Can be fatal. So okay. I don't think they're different. I think they draw from different sources of power.
Okay.
But the two are the same thing.
Okay. Of course I disagree. Which is why I had the question on there.
Yeah.
To me, pride comes from your ability to take ownership of a situation. Meaning, I can be proud of myself for getting into a college that I have worked so hard throughout high school to get into. That's my pride because I own that situation because I have the ability to control my outcome in that situation. So I am prideful in that instance. So let me backtrack a little bit. The difference, in my opinion, is your attitude. So the difference between pride and arrogance is your attitude. To be said, like I said, if I worked hard to get into a university that I wanted to get into, and I was able to get, and I got into that, that's pride in my in a sense. Or if I just had a goddaughter, I am very I'm proud that she's here. She a couple days late, but you know, she here, and she is so very beautiful, and I am very proud of that instance. I didn't make her, but I love her like she's mine. So I am proud in that instance. Arrogance comes from a place of almost like, what I put here, like disrespect and condemnation. So I am proud that I got into this university. But then I say to you, I got into this university. You would never be able to get into the university like I did, regardless of how hard you worked. Arrogance. Or even if I said it to the fact of, do you really think, like, okay, we took the same test. We've been in the same school. We went to same school. We passed the same. We did all of the same stuff. Do you really think that you would be able to, like, compete with me if we even got into the same school? Arrogance. Which is why I said the difference between pride and arrogance is attitude. Because arrogance is pride on 10. So arrogance, I won't say it begets pride because it doesn't, it's not necessarily begets pride, but arrogance is when you have so much pride that it turns into condescension or disrespect for the other person or their accomplishments. For instance, if I was on a basketball team and I was the one who made the winning shot and allowed us to go to the next level. Dope, I made the winning shot. You know what? My team now gets to go to, you know, the next level. Arrogance. I made same situation. I made the winning shot. My team gets to go to the next level. My team gets to go to the next level. But they wouldn't have did it without me.
And that, you're saying, is arrogance.
That is arrogance.
It sounds like it could be pride as well.
Pride. That's what I'm saying. Pride is arrogance magnified. Pride. Okay, so if I'm prideful in a situation, like I said, I made the winning shot. My team, you know, gets to go on to the next round.
Uh-huh.
We all get to go on to the next round. I'm proud. I made the winning shot. I'm proud of that. Arrogance. I made the winning shot. My team gets to go on to the next round. But they wouldn't have been able to do it if I wasn't there. Nobody else on the team is capable enough to make that winning shot.
But you know the saying, pride coming before the fall?
Yeah.
Pride and arrogance are the same thing.
They are not.
You don't. I agree with you that pride comes before arrogance. And I think that you can't have arrogance without pride, but you can have, no, you can't. You can't have pride without, you can have pride without arrogance at certain times. I think pride can be split up in two. Mm-hmm. There's positive pride and there's negative pride. Mm-hmm. But arrogance is only negative.
Mm-hmm. Pride and arrogance are not the same thing.
They are.
They are not.
The negative pride is arrogance.
Pride and arrogance are not the same thing.
Oh my gosh. But they are. So just take.
Y'all let us know.
Take
in the
another
comments.
Example. So take a swimmer.
Pride and arrogance are not the same thing.
The swimmer who takes pride in his team and they're wearing USA all day and mm-hmm. they got all the gold medals and they're mm-hmm. walking around. And they like flash them and stuff in people's face.
That's called arrogance.
No.
That's literally called arrogance.
It's pride.
No, that's the definition of arrogance.
They just wearing what they won. Yes. There's nothing wrong with that.
No. That's what I'm saying. Pride is arrogance on 10, which means being pride. So you're wearing your medals. You're like, hey, we won these. These are great. This is awesome. That's pride. Being prideful or being glad or being happy because you worked hard to get this medal. Being arrogant in that sense would be the, ha ha ha, we got these medals and y'all didn't. Arrogance. But please, continue.
They the same thing.
All right, y'all let us know down in the comments, what in your definition is the difference between pride and arrogance?
Nothing.
We're not going to listen to Soul Brother because there's most definitely a difference between pride and arrogance. But that's okay.
It's your show. I'm just a guest.
We know. And we probably, and hey, y'all, soak in this Soul Brother because y'all probably won't hear from him for another 3, 4, 5, 6, 12 years.
Oh, shut your mouth.
I'm just saying. But yeah, there is most definitely a difference between pride and arrogance. But like I said, let us know down in the comments what you think.
Just gonna have the last word. Y'all see this, right?
But yes, please let us know down in the comments what you think. What you got for us?
Callate de la boca.
You know what? I'm taking Spanish, and I don't know what that means, but that's okay.
Look it up.
Oh, most definitely. I most definitely will. You ain't got to worry about
or
that.
Ask our Hispanic community. This is also National Hispanic Heritage Month as well. Oh. Ask them to tell you in the comments what I just said.
Please do. Let me know. All right, guys. So y'all know, like I said, Lady D always does our thought-provoking question before we end every show. But Lady D is not here today. So I'm not going to steal her segment, but I am going to do a little bit of trivia. So, Soul Brother Love, let me give you a trivia question and see if you have the answer to it.
I'm ready, Pretty Brown. Let's go.
What countries made up the original Axis powers in World War II?
What? You taking me back to U.S. history?
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. Axis powers?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the ones that was the good guys, right?
What countries? Now, we going to see if Soul Brother Love know his history. Because you know what? Y'all ain't going to even lie. I wouldn't know the answer to this if I wasn't looking at it. What countries made up the original Axis powers in World War II?
I think the Axis powers were the good guys, so I'm going to go with the United Kingdom. France. And the U.S. And that's it. Because, yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Was that right?
You were not. You were not even a little bit right.
So the Axis powers were the bad guys.
So what would you think that would be then?
Crap. All right, so it would be Spain, Russia, and Poland. No, Czechoslovakia, Poland.
He just pulling names out
no,
of
that. No. That's it for real, really. It's Germany, Spain. Ooh, and Italy. Yeah, Germany, Spain, Italy, and. There's another European country in there. Their name is tough. It's either Czechoslovakia or Poland. Poland was invaded. See, now I'm being the nerd. Me, history is my favorite subject. That's why I'm taking this question.
He sure failed this.
So I'm going to be quiet now. Did I get it right with the last one?
You know what? You got two of them. Germany and Italy.
What were the other?
Japan.
I forgot. Japan. The freaking Pearl Harbor. Yes. Germany, that makes so much sense.
Italy and Japan.
Oh, but I'm that's so okay. Mad. Gosh darn it. Give me another one. You got another one?
I do. Let's see. What is cinephobia?
Cinephobia?
Mm-hmm.
People afraid of movies?
I knew you was going to say that, but is that is not right.
It's not that. Cinephobia.
It's not spelled like cinema. It's spelled C-Y-N-O-P-H-O-B-I-A.
C-Y?
Mm-hmm. Cinephobia.
C-Y, the prefix C-Y, Dr. Love, talk to him. I think C-Y is like circles, right? So they're afraid of circles and round things?
Are you just making up stuff to just you're just making up stuff to be comedic.
The prefix CY usually like cyclorama, cyclone, cycle. They all deal with circles and round about patterns. So that yeah, people are afraid of roundness. I'm being so serious.
I'ma just say you wrong. It is the fear of dogs.
Cynophobia? There what?
Cynophobia is the fear of dogs.
Point of origin. Place of origin.
I don't know.
Because that word is not. Webster would be appalled.
They might be appalled, but the cynophobia is the fear of dogs.
I thought dogs' species name was like, what is it? A canine. Canines. So why isn't canine in the title of that phobia? Like canine phobia? Makes sense, right?
No, it doesn't. Like
whoever's making words needs to be fired. Shakespeare, we need you back.
Webster.
Correction. Langston Hughes and James Baldwin, we need you back. Shakespeare, you had your time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no. It's the fear of dogs. Alrighty, peeps. So that just about does it for us today. But before we go, I want to leave y'all with this. The shift in direction depends on where your focus is. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you subscribe and follow me on all of my lovely social medias. Yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, make sure you check out my blog to stay inspired. And we will catch you next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.